It's time for the CB Helping Hands Ministries program with Apostle Shalia on Praise 107.9.
Greetings in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is Chief Apostle Shalia Benjamin Enusa with CB Helping Hands Ministries One Life right here at 1726 1728 North Main Street right here in Jacksonville, Florida. You can reach us by phone at 904-353-2792. You can reach us on the web at cbhelpinghandsministries.com, onelifewithpastorshalia.com. You can also reach us at sbitreasures.com. We're truly God's hands of compassion here on earth, and we are excited about what God is doing in and through this ministry. We're just so thankful today and every day how God uses us as a vessel to reach his people, to be the salt of the earth, to be a light in a dark and lost world. Today, we have the new pastor of CB Helping Hands Ministry, Jacksonville. Again, that address is 1728 North Main Street, right here in Jacksonville, Florida, where we keep the main thing the main thing. So we're excited to introduce to you none other than the Reverend David A. Benjamin, the pastor of CB Helping Hands Jacksonville, right here in Jacksonville, Florida, 1728 North Main Street. Good afternoon, Pastor Benjamin.
Good afternoon, Apostle.
You know, it's truly an honor and a privilege to be able to let God use us. So we're just going to ask you to give us a word of encouragement from God and from CB Helping Hands Ministries, as well as yourself, but also give us a little feedback of what you want to see happen at CB Helping Hands.
Well, we know our Lord and Savior is our strength and our source. But Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 tells us, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagle, and they shall run and not faint, be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. This is good news for us. We need to wait upon the Lord. A lot of times in our community, we want things now. We want a hurry-up job. But we need to minister unto our people that the rush jobs, these things that are too good to be true, are usually our downfall or our setback. We want to teach our young people, especially, to wait upon the Lord, and where their strength would be renewed. And my message to Jacksonville is to come by CB Helping Hand Ministry at 1728 North Main Street and hear a word from on high from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are led by the Spirit here, and we believe in serving the people of the community. We believe in reaching the lost at every cost. We believe that we are truly God's hands of compassion. And we are here to reach out to those who do not know the Lord or are struggling with their faith. So, brothers and sisters out there in the city of Jacksonville, we invite you to come by and see us and worship with you. And I assure you, as the new pastor of CB Helping Hands Ministry in Jacksonville, Florida, that we will learn together, we will worship together, we will grow together, we will fellowship together, and we will be united spiritually in our mind, thought, and spirit in all that we do in serving the Lord. For we are a family. We are adopted into the family of Christ, and therefore makes us co-heirs to the throne of God. Not to the throne of God, but to the kingdom of God. My brothers and sisters, I want us to realize that we can reach this challenge together. It is a battle. We are on the battlefield, and there are strength in numbers. And brother and sister, we need one another. We need one another fellowship. We need one another to face all that will come against us. For we are in this together. And we are stronger together than we are separated. So I want to invite you on down to CP Helping Hand Ministry. Come out and hear what we are doing, see what we're doing, see what we have to offer. We have a youth program. We have so much to offer. We have so much to give back to this community. And we want to be a part of the community. We want to be a strong voice in the community. And we want to do strong work in the community. So come on by 1728 North Main Street here in Jacksonville and fellowship with us here at CB Helping Hand Ministry.
We just thank God for Pastor Benjamin, and we thank God for each one of you. We're just so thankful that God chose us to be a vessel to be used by him. So, you know, we give God thanks in all things. Again, that has been the Reverend Pastor David A. Benjamin, the new pastor of 1728 North Main Street, CB Helping Hands, One Life, right here in Jacksonville, Florida. This is a church that is on the move for God. We're considered the new millennium church because we believe that God is a God that goes outside of the walls of a church building. So you will see CB Helping Hands Ministries all over town, out in the highways and the byways, compelling them to come in. And we always have a now word for people that are hurting, because our focus is people that are hurting, people that are going through different things. And, you know, I want to share a Bible verse with you today that is dear to my heart, because, you know, sometimes we forget that God loves us. Sometimes we overlook the fact that God has not forsaken us and that he's on our side. Sometimes we feel like that we're all alone in this earthly battle, in this earthly race. And I'm coming by today to remind you that you have a God on your side. You know, John 3:16 tells us that he loved us so much that he gave. What did he give? He gave his only begotten son, that those that believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. He loved you so much that he gave. That's something that we need to be mindful of and that we need to remember, that God is a God of love. Yes, we have things that we have to do. For every promise in the Bible, there is a requirement that comes from us. With that being said, we have to be willing to meet the mandates that God has on our life. But I want us to also realize that, you know, for everything that's in the Bible, there's instructions for us on how we need to walk this show, how we need to walk in this Christian faith. I want us this morning, or this afternoon rather, to think about Psalms 36 and 7. In Psalms 36 and 7, that is words of encouragement to you and I, because it lets us know that in a world where we feel so unloved, that God truly does love us. It says, "How priceless is your unfailing love, O God. People take refuge in the shadow of your wings." It's telling us how precious is God's unfailing love. I want us to focus on the fact that God's love is unfailing. Man fails you. Woman fails you. Human beings will fail you. But God's love is unfailing. God's love never gives out. God's love never stops. God's love, how priceless. You need to understand that no matter who your mother was, no matter who your father was, no matter who loves you on earth, who doesn't love you on earth, God loved you so much that he gave. What did he give? He gave his one and only. He gave you his most priceless, his most cherished possession, his one and only, his only begotten son. He gave it to you. If you are discouraged tonight, I want you to read Psalms 36. I want you to take these words in Psalms 36 and 7. It says, "How priceless is your unfailing love, O God. People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. We're able to take refuge in the shadow of his wings. We're able to rest in him, knowing that everything's going to be all right. Men will let you down. Women will let you down. But regardless of what anybody else does, you know that God loves you and that God's love is truly unfailing. And not only that, but you can take refuge in the shadow of his wings. That's good news, because now you know that no matter what, you can take refuge in God himself. You can take refuge in the shadow of his wings. There's safety in God. And we want you to understand that today. Tonight, we just want to encourage you to know that God loves you. He will never forsake you. He will never leave you. To go on and to prove my point, I want you to go to Romans chapter 5, verse 5. And it says, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Again, Romans 5, chapter 5, verse 5. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. God's Holy Spirit has been given to you. A peace of God lives on the inside of you. Jesus is on the inside of you. We have hope, but our hope is in Christ Jesus. So therefore, there is no shame in Christ Jesus. But it tells us, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. I'm just talking about that love again. And I'm talking about love tonight because all week long, I've been getting phone calls that tells me I feel like I don't belong. My mother didn't want me. My father didn't want me. But you were wanted by God. You have been adopted into a royal priesthood. You were adopted by the Most High God. You were created in his image. And because you were created in his image, you can't be junk. You can't be less than. You are more than a conqueror. You are the head and not the tail. Whose report will you believe tonight? I choose to believe the report of the Most High God. Learn that we do self-image talk to our own selves. We put our own selves down and we believe what we hear ourselves say to each other. There's a book out called The Enemy Within Is Real. And in this book, it tells us that we are our own worst enemy.
The ultimate gospel experience. W300CU Jacksonville and WKSL HD3 Neptune Beach. The new Praise 107.9. We'll be right back.